Lords.
Are we recording?
Yep.
Is it definitely recording?
You've right. been on it, Lords.
I've been on Little Brother loads of times.
You must have met her. She always wears black.
Well, who is she?
Got her hair with... what's it called?
The one who's married to...
Call me. Yeah, so she used to be on Live at Studio 5.
No, she didn't.
No.
But the one who's married to Matt...
Emma.
Is she?
She was on Live at Studio 5. She's married to the... Busted. Yeah, she was on Live at Studio 5.
No, that's Emma Willis. She's fit.
But who are you talking about then?
Someone who's not fit but sexy. Like, you go, if you came home and she were there, you go, all right then. Don't tell anyone.
The psychologist.
She might be, yeah.
Does she have high heels?
She's like sexy, but not fit.
Name.
Can't remember, isn't it? No, she's fit as well.
Should we do this?
Yeah, but anyway, she was there who said fuck. And then she came on and she was on afterwards. She was gossiping about someone's agent or something.
Yeah.
And then Claudia went, I just have to apologise. And she looked straight out and like, well, now we know it's her who said fuck. She said fuck. And it was her, because I heard her voice say fuck, and it sounded the same as when she said to me, fuck me.
I'm so glad this is pre-recorded. Keith Lemon's here.
Hey, I'm just drinking some Apple Tango. It's amazing. I've never tasted out like it. It's the future. I didn't even know it existed. I thought it was just orange, but Apple's amazing. It is.
I can't even look at you. I can't even look at you.
Well, I'm good looking.
No, you're not.
I am.
You're not.
I got told a war. Someone said I was faff.
What does faff mean?
Fit as flip. That's the clean version.
You can swear on this because it's a pre-record and we'll just bleep it.
Oh, fit as fuck.
There we go then. You've made... Now, you've got a fitness DVD. Is this a real fitness DVD?
It's a real DVD, but it's not a real fitness DVD. But I can't even describe it as a spoof because I am actually working out with a lady called Deanne Berry. She's an Australian girl.
Diane.
Yeah, that's Aussie way.
Okay, Deanne.
Yeah.
I'm Deanne Berry.
Yeah, that's American.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm Deanne Berry, mate.
Put some prawns on the barbie, mate.
You bastard.
That's what they say, don't they, on Neighbours? And
you flaming bastard!
You flaming ding dong! Dingo.
People think I look like Marlon Dingle from Emmerdale.
Marlon Dingle. Oh yeah, I see what you mean. People think like, I look like Owen Wilson, but with a nose not shaped like a phallus.
I like Owen Wilson.
Yeah, I like Marley and Me.
I liked Drillbit Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
And that was good, that.
I didn't see that, but I know it. Yeah.
I saw it on a plane. He gets hired by a boy to protect him.
What about me and Dupree, whatever it's called?
I didn't watch that one.
I can't remember what it's called.
No.
Mally and Me is the one for me.
That's the dog, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dog dies in the end.
But she wants that dog dead. She does. Jennifer Aniston in that comes across as a cow, where before you thought that's the kind of girl you could settle down with.
Yeah.
But she comes across as a cow. When dog dies, she's like that. Oh, is it dead? She's glad. Anyway, enough about Marley and Me. We're not talking about that DVD.
She's the lady in... Deanne Abbott is the lady from that
Deanne
video.
Berry.
Deanne Berry. Oh, Deanne Abbott's the lady who came last in the Labour leadership campaign.
I don't know about politics.
Deanne Berry is the lady in that sexy...
Eric Pryde's Call On Me. Call on me, call on me, call on me. Call on me, call on me. She gyrates like that. I'm gyrating if you can't see me. Well, you can't see, you can hear me, but you might be able to see me if you want webcam thing. On that webcam thing. Call on me. I'm the same boy I used to be. That. And so yeah, she came into audition. I threw some pencils on the floor and picked them up. And she picked them up best. And she got some tidy mates too, so she brought them in.
Yeah.
And then basically it's me working out looking at bangers and gash. Can you say that? Me looking at the ladiest bits of the lady. But there's some other sections on there, or if you're American, sectors. And that's for Americans. And where you can
learn... Are you big in America?
Oh, I'm the same size as I'm here.
You actually just said that, didn't you?
Yeah. No, I'm not big in... I've been, but when I go, they think I'm Scottish. And when they say, you're Scottish, right? I start getting more Scottish and go, he's going to be like...
That's French.
No, that's how... What's his name? Russ Abbott used to do it. On Russ Abbott's Madhouse. That's what he did. I heard him.
I used to fancy... There was a lady on Russ Abbott's Madhouse who then went on to Coronation Street as the bar lady, and I used to have a crush on her.
Oh, I can't remember.
Okay.
Can't remember.
Yep. Sectors, the other sectors.
Yeah, the other sectors, it's there's fashion, yep. So you can learn to dress like me. I know I'm dressed like a dingbat now because I've got me
workout. It's a nice T-shirt you've got on there.
It's got Dian on there.
Did you, iron on, was it?
I ironed it on myself, yep. To promote. I'm in the notion for self-promotion. Shamon, mother plugger, all those phrases. And there's also a healthy eating guide.
Yeah.
We have one of those poo doctors on, you know, like her who's in Jungle.
Oh, yeah. Have you been watching her in the Jungle?
Yeah. I've been watching it because I'm going out there.
Oh, are you?
To the ITV2 show.
Oh, okay.
With Caroline Flack, Smashy Back Dolls in, and Joe Swash. I can't understand the word Joe Swash says, all I eat. I can't tell what he's saying.
I like Joe Swash, but did you see the programme he did about ghosts? He went ghost hunting.
Yeah, it was good.
It was weird, wasn't it?
I liked it, yeah.
I liked it, but...
I thought it was going to be a series like what Louis Farrell used to do.
Yeah, yeah.
But we just ghosts.
Did he prove that ghosts exist or not in the end?
I think at the end he just went, we're bouncy ball. He just said something about bouncy balls. It's bouncy ball crazy.
Who do you like in the Jungle?
I like, what's, is it Stacey, is it Solomon? Is
Stacey Solomon, yeah, the X Factor lady. I like her.
She's got the biggest bangers. I didn't see them coming, and you'd think you'd better see them from space, wouldn't you? Jesus, I'm not joking. I can't remember seeing them on X Factor. Are they new ones that she's bought with winnings? Or, well, she didn't win, did she? But is that ones that she's bought recently? Are they real?
I don't know.
You see her getting not a shower, in paddling pool thing.
Yeah.
They all go in a pool, don't they?
Yes.
And they're all washing and stuff. Yeah. They're bangers.
Yeah.
Your breakfast, your dinner, and if you're in London, your lunch, and your supper and everything out of them.
Oh, hang on, I've got a phone call. Do you mind if I...
Right, milk truck.
Yes, hello?
Yeah.
Is that Verinda?
Yeah.
Verinda's one of our regular callers, Keith.
Hello, Verinda.
He was quite excited that you were coming on, and so he's asked if he could ask you a question.
Is that okay, Verinda?
Who's more fit, Holly Willoughby or Fern Cotton?
Oh, you're asking me a question? Yeah, I thought I was going to ask you a question.
You can ask him one if you want.
Well, I'll answer that. The fittest. They're both different types of women. One of them's very curvaceous and full of boobs. One of them is like a plank of wood with no breasts but a lovely face. And I think for settling down, Holly Willoughby is my favourite, like for settling down, saying that's your wife. Because you know that your kids aren't going to go hungry. She's got a right pair of milk trucks on her and that's going to go down well for kids.
Have you seen any of their
boobies? Huh?
Have you seen any of their boobies?
I've seen all of their boobies. But Fern Cotton, she's a bit sexier, and she's kind of girl you want to throw around and bang her head on the lamp at side of bed, and you know, do a bit of Michael Douglas loving and shove your fingers in her mouth. But don't play about with any coins in your fingers because they can always tell because your fingers smell metally.
Can you take a picture of them and put it on Twitter, please?
Can I put a picture of their boobs on Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. Yeah.
Keith, have you got any questions you want to ask Verinda?
Yeah. When do you think it's wrong to talc up? I mean, babies put talcum powder on the bodies and so do old men. Do you ever talc up and do you think it's wrong?
I can hear you.
All right, just talk to him.
Hello?
Yeah, that's it.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? That's my question.
Thanks very much, Vinny.
All right, then.
Bye-bye. I'm sorry about that. He's a misguided young lady.
Oh, is it a lady?
I don't know.
Is it one of those Mona Hafrodites? Like Jamie Lee Curtis?
Can I cut that bit out?
Well, no, she wasn't allegedly a Mona Hafrodite.
Cut that entire
bit. She had both Tallywhacker and Tuppence. And that part of that, because she was in a film called Perfect with John Travolta.
Yeah.
And that's a little bit of inspiration for that DVD.
Well, let's go back to the DVD. What else? You've got your friends on there. There's a scene of you in a sauna.
Yeah, that's, you know how you got warm up, don't you, at the beginning of a routine?
Yeah, but not in a sauna.
No, that's when you warm down.
Oh, okay.
You get in sauna, yeah. There's also my mate, Black Charlie, on there, who I do a mech over on. He's a rapper, but he dresses like Flavor Flav, and I said his style already exists, so you've got to get your own style, and we do a style mech over on him. And there's also a section from UK garage sensation Craig David on there.
Oh, I like him.
Idol is great, isn't he? Yeah. What's that song that he did? Rendezvous.
I don't know
that one. I'm walking away from the troubles in my life. I'm walking away to find myself a wife. I don't know what that word.
I interviewed him once and he gave me advice on girls.
Yeah, well, he knows a lot about girls.
And he was telling me that his flat, I don't know if this was years ago, but his flat is connected to his mobile phone and he can text.
That his phone must be massive.
He can text. He can text what mood he's in, and if he says I'm in like a sexy mood,
connected that way, technology, wireless.
And if he says he's in a sexy mood, then the lights will go sexy.
Yeah.
And if he's in like an angry mood, the lights will go angry.
Yeah. Well, you know Fern.
No.
Cotton.
Yes.
She did a show called Fern and.
Yeah.
And she did Fern and Craig David.
Oh yeah.
And so he showed you his house.
Yeah.
And he's got iPad fitted in wall.
What?
No, he's misunderstood what an iPad, the reason of an iPad is so you can, not my iPad, iPad.
iPad, yeah.
You can move around with it.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You can go on a mountain.
Yeah.
Or anywhere in the toilet with it. You don't put it into your wall. And then I told her that and she said, no, but Keith, the thing is, he's got on in every room, iPad in every room.
Oh, well, that's different then. That's almost like being portable, but it's just the not.
It's sort of, isn't it? If they're all linked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Celebrity Juice has just finished.
Yeah, but it's back in 3 weeks.
What?
Well, I say 3 weeks, 9th of December now.
Why? Well, that's not much of a break.
No, it was just they postponed it for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of It. I know, you know what I mean? But it's a good show,
yeah.
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. But we're back with a JLS special,
yeah.
A Coronation Street special to coincide with...
50th anniversary.
Yeah, that's
Who have you got on from Coronation Street? I love Coronation Street.
Kirk.
Yeah.
Who else? Shobner, who plays...
Oh, she's beautiful, yeah. I like her.
I'd destroy her. Who else? Kim Marsh. I got to tell you what. You know what I mean? She's got a nice set of bangers too. She's got lovely hair. It's like black as night. Or as, what's his name? Philip Schofield would say, black as a raven's wing. We were talking about pubic hair and Fern was saying, have you got ginger pubic hair? I said, no, I am strawberry blonde, but yes, in my pants, it's more strawberry than blonde. And I said, how about you, Philip? Have you got grey pubes? And he says, no, his pubes are as black as a raven's wing. That's obtuse to come from someone like Philip Schofield, isn't it?
You're on this morning, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm an agony uncle.
Oh, I'm not so...
But I enjoy it, though.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, you enjoy telling people how to run the lives.
I've not seen it. What qualifies you to give this advice?
Well, I did a thing called Keith Lemon's Very Brilliant World Tour where I went around the world, so I've learned some things.
Yeah.
Before I did that show, I was, I'd say, about 4% racist.
Yep.
8% misogynistic and all the bad things that bad people are, and none of them I am now, because I've learnt that women have brains just like men. They're not just sex objects that can cook your meals. The human intelligent women in people, the people, they're not just sex things.
And
I've got some of the blackest friends you could ever meet in your life. One of my best mate, Black Charlie, he's the blackest person I know. And I've got some Chinese friends, got Ugandan friends, I've got disabled friends. I've got a friend that is albino, black person in a wheelchair that is homosexual. And so that just shows you how liberal I am. And none of the things that he is an issue to me. He's just like me. And so they know that I know some things and I share my knowledge with the viewer. A viewer phoned in and said that he'd lost some timber, although he was still carrying a bit of timber. And I told him, I said, get me workout DVD, Keith Lemon's Fit. And I said, if that don't work, you might have to go see a scientist and get an elastic band put around your bum, like what Holly's mum did. And she kicked me under the table. She said, my mum had an elastic band. I went, what's it called then? She went, gastric band. I said, she did. It was all in paper. She told us she was on diet biscuits, and then we find out she had one of those bands on, and she said, that's Fern Britton. I thought, oh, I thought that was your mum. I thought that's how she got a job, because the nepotism in show business is incredible.
It is. It really is. Now, can you show us some of your moves? We're filming this, so is there any chance we could see...
Yeah.
A couple
Are you going to get up and do
something? Could you teach me how to do some basic moves? Because as I get older, I'm not very fit.
Do I still talk into this?
It'll pick you up.
Okay. I'll just talk louder.
Yeah, just shout. Let me come and stand next to you and we'll...
Okay, well, first of all, it's good to warm up.
Yeah.
And the way that Deanne Berry likes to warm up, it's all sort of in a hip gyration thing.
Yeah.
Now, be careful.
Yeah.
I did my backing doing this DVD, and I had to go see an osteopath. And as I spoke earlier about talking, did I talk about talking?
You mentioned the talking, yeah.
I started talking because when I do celebrity juice,
yeah,
I get sweaty bum because the seat is pleather, not real leather.
Right.
And so my mate, who is fat, he said, talc up, it stops me from sweating. So I talked up.
Yeah.
Did me back in doing this sort of thing. Yeah. I went to see osteopath and I forgot that I talked up that morning.
Right.
You have to take all your clothes off when you see an osteopath. And I pulled my pants down, a cloud of smoke came out of my pants. And I said, do you know who I am? I didn't mean, do you know who I am, like, let me in sort of thing. He went, yeah. I said, well, yes, I am on show business, but that's not cocaine. I'm not carrying, that's talcum powder because I get sweaty bollocks. And so, yeah.
Are we warmed up now?
Oh no, there's another one as well. Spread them apart and that sort of thing.
That.
Yeah. Now you might recognise this move from the video for Call on Me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she does this and you get a great shot from behind
her. Yeah.
And don't worry, you get a great shot on Keith Lemon's fit because I wear a piece of apparatus called the Keith Cam, which is a Betamax video sellotape to me head so you can get all the shots that you need to get so the viewer can see what I'm seeing whilst I'm seeing it, see what I mean? It makes them understand the moves easier. And for the younger lads out there that have never seen any bangers or gash, they get a good view of that and they can pump that fist.
So, are we warmed up?
Warmed up now. And it, so here's one that we do.
Yeah. I actually saw your bollock.
Did you? That one. It's like you're riding a bike upside down. Yeah?
Yeah.
But be careful because sometimes you can let out a little Tommy Squealer. Because, like, you know when people do yoga?
Yeah.
They let out farts.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can let one off. I'm trying not to, but I can feel wind coming down me now.
What is this doing to me, Keith?
I don't know. I'm not a fitness technician. I'm a celebrity on telly that said, let's make a DVD, we'll make wedge. And let's get a bird in it for young lads so they can pump fist. I don't know anything about fitness. I'm just trying to tell you some things I remember. And we do a combat routine, which I'm in the attire of Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
And that starts with sort of this sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's simple move, isn't it?
Yeah, that's nice.
That's easy. Sort of
oosh! 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 Oosh!
It seems simple, doesn't it?
You've come bright red.
Yeah, you do this for 20 minutes.
Oosh!
Oosh! Your bollocks will feel like they're in a cup of tea.
Oosh!
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 Hello! Hello! No, I'm not looking now.
That's probably enough, Keith. Oh, I think.
Yeah. Well, good, because that's all I can remember.
Well, listen.
Oh.
Jesus.
Oh. See?
I feel fit now.
Yeah, and the good thing is, have your Christmas dinner. Then put the DVD on to work off the Christmas dinner. The best thing about the DVD is you get a free pizza. I'm not even joking.
You do?
You phone up the code on the piece of paper that's inside and you get a free pizza. Work out, then reward yourself with a nice ham and pineapple.
And is this out? When is this coming out? Is this out now?
22nd November. Is that been and gone?
Yes.
It's out now.
Well, I wish you the very best of luck with it, Keith. Well, listen, when are you going to... You should go and do a tour. When are you going to do a live show?
Oh, what, like stand-up thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know any jokes, but I suppose I could give words of wisdom and sort of share.
Yeah.
Similar to what I do on this morning.
Exactly.
And do elements of what I've done on telly,
yeah,
on live. I don't know.
You'd make a shitload of money.
I'm busy, you see. I could start my film in January.
Are you doing a film?
Yeah, Lemon the film, not in 3D.
What, really?
It's an origin story, like Wolverine from X-Men.
Yeah.
And it tells you how I became me.
Get me in it.
Okay.
I'd be brilliant in it.
You're in it? You're in it? Let's check.
Listen.
Don't floppy fish hand.
What's that scabby hand you've got?
Not scabby.
One very last quick final thing. My producer, Eloise.
Yeah. Eloise!
She's hurt her back.
Yeah.
So she can't come in, but she fancies you.
Yeah.
If we phone her up very quickly, would you be able to say hello to her?
Yeah.
Would you mind?
Is she fit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you'd be very happy.
She's single?
Yeah, definitely. She's a little bit mental.
Oh, that's good. I like mental.
If you put your headphones on, there's some headphones there. And we'll... she doesn't know we're calling, so she might not be there. But, 8, 5, let's try. Where's the phone switch?
Is it on? No.
Can you hear?
No, it's muffled, like I've got cans on, but I can't hear you.
Can you hear now?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's have a... OK, you just talk to her when she answers. If she answers.
Maybe she's watching Celebrity Juice. Or she might Sky Plus it and she's frapping, watching me.
She could be.
We get a lot of tweeters.
Oh, she's not there. Let me try one more time.
Get a lot of tweeters saying I watched Celebrity Juice and I frapped myself silly.
Off your mobile. She might answer.
Okay, yeah, let's try that. Hang on.
Is she laid up?
Sorry?
Is she laid up?
Yeah,
laid
so.
Down. I don't know how that phrase is laid up, no. But that's what you say, don't you? Oh, we're laid up all week.
Eloise, I'm going to call you. Could you answer the phone in a second? I need to talk to you about something.
Okay.
Right, bye.
She laid down.
Hopefully.
How's she done her back in?
You can ask her. I don't know. I don't believe it for a second.
Oh, she thinks she's phoned in sick.
Yeah, of course she's taking the week off.
So.
Right, she's yours.
Hello?
Eloise.
Oh,
hi, it's
hello.
Keith. It's Keith. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling much better for hearing you.
Oh, that's nice of you.
I sent you a message on Twitter saying I was very sad not to see you.
Yeah, I saw that. I was a bit disappointed. In fact, I was going to cancel coming in because I just wanted to see you specifically.
Oh.
How's your back?
Oh, it's much better. Just had a bath to try and ease it, but I'd have liked you to have been in there with me, Keith.
What were you wearing?
I was naked.
Ooh.
She never talks like this.
Tell you what are you doing this weekend?
Seeing you.
Yeah, I've got a bath. You can come out of my house and we can be naked in that bath. And I'll tell you what, I've got an iPad fitted in wall just like Craig David's house. And
what
we can watch
the
ET.
What are you doing?
Huh?
What do you mean the iPad? What's that got to do with making me feel better?
Well, we can sit in bath and we can watch a bit of telly. I've got a pirate copy of ET where I've dubbed all voices over.
You're not supposed to have electricals anywhere near the bar.
No, it's fitted in wall proper, just like Craig David's house. We can watch ET. I've dubbed all voices over when he's dying at end and he's covered in talcum powder in river. Remember? I've dubbed his voice over going, Elliot, you bastard, you don't care about me, do you? Here I am in a river, I'm all white. Where are you now? You said you love me. I stuck my finger up for you.
I don't know if I'm a big fan of that film.
What film? Do you like High School Musical? I've got that.
No, I'll tell you what I'd like to watch.
Marley and Me. Along Came Polly.
I'd like to watch Titanic with you and then we could do...
Oh, I love Titanic.
Scene. We could do the boat scene.
Yeah.
Leo.
Oh, we'll do that then.
You don't have to watch Titanic with her. That'd be terrible.
I love Titanic.
ask Eloise what you asked me just before she came on. What about what she might be doing?
I was just wondering, were you watching Celebrity Juice that you'd Sky Plus and you were having the right quick frap?
I was actually watching Come Down With Me, but that's next on my list.
There's nothing wrong with having a rub. I was talking to Jodie Marsh last night and she says she's off men. And I said, well, how do you release yourself? She said, well, my mate says that I've got to release and I'll start having sex again. So just give yourself a rub. Not long with, I said, let me feel your hands. I thought they were going to be all coarse because I thought,
Calathy.
Obviously, if she's not had
Calathy.
Sex for a while, she's going to be rubbing like a lunatic.
Yeah,
but
she's
still
got,
had soft hands.
She's gone, well, I didn't even think she'd be doing that. Didn't she say she's gone completely, like, not even interested in sex at all, so...
Yeah, like what Boy George was like when he said he'd rather have a cup of tea than scoff a cough.
Heroin.
Well, Eloise, when are you coming back?
Yeah, when are you coming back, Eloise? Because Ian thinks you're just pulling a sickie.
Shut up, well, don't tell her that.
Well, when's he going to come and visit me? I'll come back then.
Well, when you come back in, I'll come back in.
If I come back in on Monday, will you come and visit us then?
Yeah, I'll come back in before Christmas for that extra push of plugging the DVD, Keith Lemon's Fit, out now.
Okay, I'll definitely be back.
All right, then.
All right, Eloise, get well soon.
Bye.
Ta-ta.
All best.
Off her face on cough medicine, I think, is the thing.
That,
right, listen, let's do the business. Keith Lemon's Fit is out now,
yes.
Probably.
It's got extras on it. Enough extras, boy. It's got...
You can take those off now.
Yeah. It's got my video diary a week...
I'm winding the interview up here, in case you hadn't noticed. So.
Oh, yes, it's out now. It's a good price. Remember, you get a free pizza, and it's fun for all the family. It's important that they are 15 years of age when watching it, though. Don't watch it with someone who's 14 and a half, because they might blow up.
Thank you, Keith.
No worries, Ian. It's been nice. It's nice to be here. Instead of being on form, where before I've been on form, but it's nice to be here.
Lovely. You can go now. We're done.
Oh, is that a go now? Yeah. All right, then. I'll just finish this tango. That's Apple Tango.
How long's that going to take? Because I'm keen to shoot off now.
What, you're going to watch me DVD?
No, I'm going to go home.
All right. Okay, then. Well, I don't see you for a week. For a window, then. All the best.
Thanks, Keith. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Take care.
Ta-da.